That's my great, great granddaughter. Just keep in the building. My beautiful, lovely wife, Lady Anne.
Amen.
I thank God for my wife. I thank God for her encouraging words, her rebukes, her chastisement. I thank God for having a wife that will speak up. Even if you don't like it. Oh, that's another lesson. Let us go. In St. John 19 and verse 30, it's an amazing statement here.
Let me go for it.
And it says, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. It is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Praise God. I want to work on that part, it's finished. That word, that part, it's finished.
We got you.
And the Greek is called teletestor. Teletestor. But before I dive into teletestor, I want you to understand something. That where Jesus was at the time he made the mice.
So what I did was just turn down that. Okay.
And the cross in itself has been a symbol, a style, a dress. People wear the cross around their neck when they dressed up. They wear the cross as an earring. They wear the cross for so many reasons and still don't understand why the cross. Exodus 25, it talks about the tabernacle. This tabernacle was an encampment, enclosure that the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, used to worship God. I was trying to get a picture so you can see the tabernacle. Because it's very important to understand the tabernacle. Thank you. This tabernacle represents how they approach God in the Old Testament. It's very important. Because you got to understand it is finished. Praise God. Are you with me?
Yeah.
The tabernacle, what happened is that once a year, they would take their best bull and goat. There were 12 tribes camped around it. 12 tribes of the Hebrew people. And they would take each person would take their goat, their best goat. And they always would have two. Two. Don't forget that. Two. They would give your high priest the goat or the lamb, and he would go in, cut the throat, catch the blood in the bowl. Then he would throw the carcass on the fire. After he threw the carcass on the fire, the other lamb or goat, he would let go. He was set free. Are you with me? Then he would go to that second part, that bowl, that brass bowl, and wash himself and make sure there was nothing on his garment before he entered into the Holy of Holies. There were two rooms in that enclosure. The first room was the holy room. When he walked inside, there was a candlestick, 7 candles coming out of one wall of oil. On the left side, there was a table with 12 loaves of bread. Those 12 loaves of bread represented 12 tribes around the camp. On his vestment, on his chest, there were 12 onyx stones with the names of the tribes on it. So the high priest was going in representing those people and those tribes outside the camp. Are you with me? We're going to get to it. It's finished. And he would have that bowl of blood. Very important, that blood. He would take in, before he entered into the holy room,
there was a candlestick, I mean an incense holder, with incense burning all the time, smoke filled the candle. Behind the incense holder, there was a thick braided curtain. Not so thick like that, but a thick braided curtain, really thick. And he would go behind that braided curtain with that blood, and inside that holy of holy room that he entered into, there was a chest with two angels with their wings touching like this. And this chest was made of Shimonite wood. That wood represents righteousness, but it was covered in gold. And over that chest was the Spirit of God hovering on earth with the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation. Are you with me? They were designed to be the forerunners to talk about Christ. They were supposed to be the preachers, the ones that tell the story of this king. Some of us have a King James Version, but it's not the king he's talking about. This king is King Jesus. Fast forward 700 years later, and Isaiah. Turn your Bible to Isaiah. I want to slow it down a little bit because I want you to understand it's finished. Telotester or telotesta, what it means. In Isaiah 52, and let's go to verse 14. See, this prophetic word, Elder Ruth read Isaiah or something about the children of Israel, their disobedience. And God was trying to get them back in line. Isaiah here is prophesying 700 years before it's finished about this king. As many as were astonished at thee, his vesture was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the Son of Man. That scripture right there was talking about how Jesus was marred, disfigured, torn apart more than any man ever. More than any man ever. I'm going to explain why. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut thy mouth at him, for that which had not been told, them shall they see, and that which what they had not heard, they shall consider. Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hid it as were our face from him. And he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had bore our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. Wow. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. This is 700 years before the crucifixion, before Jesus hung on the cross and said it's finished. The Roman, do you know why Jesus was convicted by Pilate and sentenced to the cross? Because he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said, the kingdom of God is such as a, he kept talking about this kingdom, this kingdom, this kingdom. Without getting, without having God in your heart, you won't even see the kingdom. You won't even recognize, you will ignore it. And people are ignoring the kingdom today, Pastor. He was tried, convicted for treason. Because he talked about a kingdom coming. A king in his kingdom. Not King James, King Jesus. A real king. Above all kings. That people are ignoring today. It's a passive. The Romans were such a treacherous military army. They were designed to take over all of the known world at the time. They were treacherous. To come against their kingdom, crucifixion was the penalty. They made a mockery of you and put you on display that all could see what you did to come against that kingdom. Jesus, before he went to the cross, they had the Romans had this system called scourging. Scourge is a tree stump that was carved out and had a ring at the top. It stood about that high, had a ring at the top. And it would tie your hand to that ring. And they would have someone come and whoop you. He was the whooper. He would come and whoop you. And what he whooped you with was a cat of nine tails, they called it. He had a stick with nine strap, leather straps on it. And at each one of those nine straps was bones, nails, glass. And what he would do, as they had you on that scourging pole, you would stretch, your back was sitting wide open. And he would take and whip you. You're supposed to get 40 straps. Jesus only wore 39. And when they whooped Jesus, he would swing the cat of nine tails and pull the leather, the straps back, and the glass and the nails and the jagged bones will rip you open, expose your back. And while you're supposed to get the 40 slashes, and while they whoop you, the strap will wrap, not just hit your back, but it will wrap around and grab your face and your ears and your eyes, your head. And he kept whipping and whipping and whipping and whipping and snatching and pulling till he was marred beyond any man on earth. It is finished. Tell the testimony. And after those 39 strikes, they had him carry his cross to the hill of Golgotha. And he walked through the streets of Jerusalem during the time that the high priest was still doing the ritual from the tabernacle from the wilderness to Jerusalem. They were still practicing that ritual. But they had made a mockery of the ritual because instead of bull, goats, and lambs that you brought, you could buy one at the church. Remember Jesus turned the tables off and said, he turned the tables off with the church and none. So they took this whole ritual and made it a religious experience like they do today. They're dumbing down the reality of the power that God had in this man who became flesh. The word that became flesh. Pastor taught last week. They whooped him, scored him, ripped his body, blood running down. flesh swelling up. He didn't say a word. Not a sound. Tell a tester, it's finished. When he got to the place where he was going to be nailed to the cross, he took the cross and laid it on the ground. And from my study, they said, and he climbed up on it. He climbed on it and laid down. And they nailed him. They didn't nail him in his hand, they nailed him in his wrist. The hands were ripped right through it. But it was locking him in through his wrist. Tell a test tube, it's finished. Gonna get there in a minute. Remember the two, the bull, the goat, the two goats and the bull, that they would, one would be crucified and the other would be let go. When he approached Mount Gotham Hill, there was two on each side of him. Number two. But this time, he's the sacrifice and the priest. Jesus. He's the sacrifice and the priest. And there are still two. One will be crucified, and guess who got let go? Who got let go? You. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our Wait a minute. Transgression. The act of breaking a law. Any law that comes in your filthy mind. Any act that you think about. He took care of that. Any nastiness that you display because you ain't feeling good today. He took care of that. It's finished. You ain't got to do that no more. You ain't got to be nasty, manipulative, and ugly. It's finished. Tell a test tube. Chastisement means severely wickedness. The chastisement of your peace. Yes, peace was upon him. Your peace was upon him. Any chastisement, any aggravation, anything that somebody said about you is already taken care of. You got peace. What they say doesn't matter because of who you are in Christ. Doesn't matter. They can say anything about your past, but it's over. Tell the test tube, it's finished. It's over. That's what bothered me, Pastor. My wife used to say, you don't like nobody mad at you. I said, no. Why do you don't like me? Why do you say that about me? My wife said, I don't care. I said, you don't care. She said, tell it, it's finished. I said, well, I don't care no more. It's over. It's done. Wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. The iniquity, woo. This is iniquity. Iniquity in the Bible means the wickedness of sin. He didn't die on the cross because you smoked a cigarette. He didn't die on the cross because you took a drink or you got sex out your outside of marriage. He didn't die for that. He died and set you free from the wickedness of the things that caused you to do those things. The evil behind those things. The creepy, the nastiness that swells you up in your soul that causes you to be ungrateful for life, for waking up in the morning. That's what he died for. That wickedness don't creep into your life that cause you to sin, to tempt you to be nasty, to tempt you to be angry, to tempt you to be disrespectful, to tempt you to the test tube. It's finished. It's over. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I'm joying it every morning. Sleep is good until the test tube. It's finished. The bills are there, but it's still finished. The pain is there, but I'm healed. I'm healed. The prostate is still looking, but I'm healed. The blood, but I'm healed.
till the testimony is finished. This man who hung on the cross, who was marred, disfigured, nobody could recognize, even his mother couldn't recognize him. He was swollen and bleeding, and then they pushed this crown of thorn deeper into his skull, and the blood just run down his face. Teletestu is finished. That word, teletestu, is a legal document when you pay all your bills, the debts paid, they stamp it and say it's finished. You owe nobody nothing. Teletestu is finished. It's finished. It's finished. It's over. There's some remarkable things here at Happy Harvest. May not look like it on Sunday morning, but it's happening all the time. Why? Because it's finished. Because it's finished. You ain't got to worry about sleep being full. It's finished. Tell a test to them. They're coming. They may not come on Sunday, but they're coming all the time. It's finished. They've been at this thing for 25 years. You think that it ain't been finished? So many people that connected to his life, because of Jesus, the King of Kings. It's finished. Woo! I couldn't even get to the numbers. It's so good. It's finished. If you are consumed grief, remember, Jesus bore your grief. Tell the testimony, it's finished. Sure, we mourn for the loss, but when you think about it, they gone. You still got to finish it. Live in the finish. Come on, you still got to live in the finish. Praise God. And if you don't know what the finish is, you will let this cult of this world grab you, and you think that you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this, you have to do that. No! All you got to be is a child of God. Open up your heart and allow Christ in and let him do the work on the inside. Yes, there's something you got to do because the price already, the debt's been paid, but you got to renew your mind. Because that's where the devil comes. He comes in your mind. Once he gets into your mind, he can cause you to be nasty, mean, disrespectful, ungrateful, unholy, unrighteous, with a natural affection for love. Woo! You have some finished work to do on your own. But you have the power of Jesus Christ. Because it's finished. He's the truth, the way, and this is the life you should be living. This is the life. Think about it. Would you want to, now no disrespect to who's in jail right now for hip-hop bebop, but do you want to live that life? Think about it. Come on now. Come on. He got to do it. Maybe at that time in jail, he might realize that hip-hop bebop is really about Jesus Christ. Think about it now. Come on. What life do you want? No, not that one. What you want to be? When you grow, what you want to be? Because you only got 3 score and 10, and if you do well, you get a bonus. Finish one. You want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Well done." If you're overwhelmed with sorrow, remember, he carried your sorrow. You ain't got to be sorry. You're going to be like, "Oh, no, why did he cheat me? How come I didn't get to read? Why did she left me, he left me, he cheated on me." Okay, God, you know what happened, you understand. Now get a hold of Jesus. Get to the finished work. Because truth be told, you can get delivered from all that. Because, tell a testimony, it's finished. Woo! If you've been trapped in a life of just transgression, remember that he was wounded for your transgression. Every time you break the law, he already took care of that. And you ain't got to be the act of the law. It can be the law of your mind. Breaking the law, you keep thinking this crazy stuff and enjoy how it feels, make you feel in this flesh that's about to die.
It's finished.
If you are tormented and have no peace, remember, he that was chastised for your peace. Listen, peace is a powerful prize. He is the King of peace. He gives you peace in your inner man.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! To have peace. And our last one, if you are physically or mentally sick, remember, he was wounded for your healing. He was wounded for your healing. You may not feel like you've been healed, but the word said you're already healed.
Already.
You're already healed. You got to hold fast to what the word of God says and walk in your healing. I'm not saying not take your medication, okay? But there's going to be a time you take your medication, you won't need it no more. Because healing will manifest its full power in your body. Full power. Look at me. Come on, no, don't do that. Just take a look. Take a look. I was sick. I was battered. And I was bruised. But I'm healed. Come on. I ain't bragging. I'm just happy. Because I'm here. I should have gone a long time ago. I had a guy stick a gun in my head and have my brother over in the next seat, drunk, telling me, oh, I dare you pull the trigger. Dare you? I said, this is the last time we ride together. And it was. That was back in 72. I never got in a car with him again. Never. Because I can't trust his words, but I can trust Jesus. Because the man did not pull the trigger. It was something my brother did. Ain't that something? It's finished. Tell a test to. Say to yourself, it's finished.
It's finished.
Now say, tell a test to.
Tell
a test to. It's finished.
It's finished.
You ain't got to worry no more. You ain't got to act up no more. You ain't got to talk about it no more. You just cast your cares on him because he already cared for you. He already took care of you. It's finished. And I'm finished too. That's your word for today.
Sorry, that's
the word. Let's bow our heads. Praise God. The cross. It's not an emblem of stopping. There's a testimony that it's finished. Because every cross you see now, he ain't on it. He's not on it. There might be a scripture written on it, but he ain't on it. Because he left the cross and he was in the tomb and he rose on the third day. To show you that even those who were trapped in the midst of hell, he finished it for them too. Study the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. Check it out. Do some research. Just don't read by the research. Find out. Dig through. Find out about the tabernacle to the cross. Tell the test to. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't know him as Lord and Savior, you can receive him now by saying, Father, I receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. I welcome him in and his finished work. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. That you gave up the ghost that I could have the Holy Ghost myself. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your sacrifice and setting me free.
Thank you, Lord.
And allow me to walk free from the pit of hell. Thank you, Jesus. You're more than just fire insurance, but you are a peace, our Redeemer. Thank you for paying our debt. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a round of applause right there. He paid in full. Tell a test to him. Amen. Listen, it was covered. Thank you for that word. And I'm just reminded to tell you that how important it is to know who he is. Because according to John 14, verse 6, it says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Pastor Bruce just ministered to us, it's finished. If I don't understand the way, I wouldn't know that it's finished. But if I get to understand who he is and who I am to him, I would know that he can completed the work on my behalf.
So now my salvation, my healing is all connected to the finished work that occurred in Calvary. And that the cross is again, is not a fashion statement as much as it was the form in which he spoke. And by the way, even prior to that 700, it was prophesied that a man that would hang from a cross, not the cross, on wood, a tree, would be cursed. And that curse he took on for you and I so that you and I could walk today in freedom. And here's the big thing, we got to get this. This is such a good work that it's finished. But we have it because he completed it. He took on what we should be guilty for. Although there's trials, tribulation, and trouble that exist in this world, I'm not claiming it. It's not mine. It may happen and it may exist here, but because of the finished work that happened, because he's the way, I now walk in the truth. Y'all got to get this. I can walk in the truth. And not in the enemy's truth, but God's truth, that doesn't have the effect on me because how I walk, my life will be different. Hello, somebody. See, and that's this is so important. You did some great scriptures there too that you just shared. So God said in Romans, Paul, he said, be ye not conformed, be ye transformed. And then he told us how? By the renewing of your mind. So this place that has to be renewed is the mind. But when I understand in the middle state that it's finished, he's the way, now I can experience the truth, which changes my life. This is so important to make the connection. So I'm tying the two together because that's where God wants us. He's in this place and what he's ministering to us. And so, again, a timely word. And then, you know what's great? I love this too. Because I want to help some of y'all. We think we know it all.
Yeah.
Hello. I've been there as a pastor. Yeah. I thought I had to know it all. I had to do it all. But I got to tell you something about being human. We only know in part. So it's great to be connected to God and God's people, because if we're connected like my hand works best when each finger does its part. So I love this about ministry now and the people that God has placed in it and around me and with me, is because when we know in part and we do in part, then we can complete the thing the way he wants it to be done. Somebody shout hallelujah. And that's I'm seeing here. And again, what a great word. It's finished. I'm still stuck by the way, the truth, and the life. Not that I'm stuck, but I'm connected there because that's the part he gave me to give. And then he brought, it's finished. And finished is connected to recognizing what he has done. And when I recognize what he has done, then I can experience it because I'm here in the land of living. Hello, are you here with me? Are you alive and well this morning? So if you're here, my question is, how are we living? We had this conversation this morning. I said, listen, trials and tribulations will come. The difference is how we live within it. And the enemy would love to pervert our minds, to get us not to understand he's already finished it. He's the way. I just got to walk in that way. Completed so I can experience the truth, and when I've experienced the truth, I can experience a different life. So this week, it's been a strange week here at Harvest, at the school we've experienced last week. But one of the things that's happened, and I want to acknowledge that this morning, because our principal and our academic advisor had a pastor's appreciation service on Wednesday. And they appreciated all the pastors that work here during the week. Amen. And Benjamin Jones, they appreciated all the people that are leading the way of work in ministry. They just said, listen,
We're grateful to you. We know you may have not done everything right, but we love you and we appreciate you because you know what? You are helping us to discover the way. That's what they did. And then the principal, being led by the Holy Spirit, was going to deliver a message. And then she said, no, I'm just going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And she called the kids up and said, how many of you have made a true connection of acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior over your life? Oh, my God. She switched gears.
Yeah.
And 40 kids came up and gave their life to the Lord. Y'all didn't hear me. 40 kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share with you how significant it is when you follow the way. The Holy Spirit was given to us to direct us to be almost like a sign. You know, you read the sign, you try to get to a place, and this you try to get to Chicago, and the sign says, Chicago, this way. You follow me? So you need to follow that. So follow the obedience of the Holy Spirit who came in a transformed mind. She didn't do what she purpose to do, she did what he said.
Hallelujah.
And doing what he said caused a response to the people that he was waiting to connect with. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It introduced him to a truth that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus died on the cross for their victory, for their life, for the land of the living. And that if they were going to survive and make it through the trials and tribulation of today, they were going to need to know what the truth was and the way to get there. And in order to experience the life that he ordained and destined for. It is finished. It's complete. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Thank you. Thank you for that word. I just wanted to share that. I just sat there and I was eating that up. I was eating that up sitting here because I was thinking, I see it. I see the connection. And I just need to encourage the people of God. Faith harvest and the harvest. God has his hand on our life. And y'all know, I like to tell people that when we talk about hand and body parts, that doesn't happen. That's the word anthropomorphism. What it is give you something that you can connect in your mind to describe him by. Amen? So his hand, his purpose is on our life and our destiny. Each and every one of you that's here. Okay? And you know what the greatest thing is? Whether you are here every day, last year, year before, but if you're here today and you hear what I'm having to say, his hand is on your life. That's how you got here today. Okay. Oh, by the way, so then, now, his love also didn't change for you. It's just as great. And I'm thinking, only if God is great as our God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because remember, the two. I'm sorry to have to get going. The two is important. One was a sacrifice and was penalized and experienced death. And one was set free. Well, I can tell you something. All of y'all that are on the other side, that Jesus Christ is Lord, have been set free. Y'all know step one. But set is conditional. According to the word, me. Made free. So my encouragement to all of you is today that we walk in the freedom that was obtained for you and I. The freedom of the love of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we preach in Jesus here at this church. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is King. Jesus is the great I Am. In fact, I know I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jesus. Hey, there ain't no question in my mind that had he not been in place and in my life, and I've been introduced to him, that I wouldn't be. So I say that, if you haven't figured it out, I know it on your behalf, that you wouldn't be here had it not been for him.
Yeah.
He paid the price. He made it made certain. And here, to share with us everything that he has, he's given to us for our lives. And so, I'm telling you, I don't care what's going on around you, and I don't mean that in a negative way. What I want to share with you is, he dealt with that. I need you to call on him. Make that a part of your prayer. Make that a part of your prayer, because he'll show you. He'll show you. Some stuff you're dealing with, don't complain about it. He'll show you why you may have to walk in this, but I've already taken care of this for you. And you won't have to trust him by faith. Faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not yet seen. Y'all know the word yet is not in there, but it's just a yet away because of what he's already done. Family, get your eyes on Jesus. The prize, not the problem. Wrong people, the prize, not the problem. When you can see the prize, you can have the prize. If you're watching the problem, you'll have it. Father, I thank you once again. Thank you for every word that's been spoken here already. Thank you for Pastor Bruce, God, sharing his finish. Thank you for him doing his part. God, thank you for his obedience and his exceptional assignment. Thank you for getting us to this point, God, in our lives and in this ministry. Now, God, I pray, Father, for the people that heard, that not one word dropped to the ground. But God, that it would fulfill its purpose in their lives. And I pray that it would be fruitful, multiply, and grow. Because you said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, Lord, we heard the word today. We heard about you even more. It's finished, God, and we believe it, and now we receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Before we give one more hand, well, we're going to get ready for our tithe and offering.